We are learning Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Omabez, and we are starting 13 lines from the top, continuing the Gevaldige Sugya of Tagre Elud. Eboy Elohu, Bittel Mekach L'Rabbanon L'Olam Chayzer, Oidilma B'Gnesh Yir L'Tagre L'Kroibay. Like we know, there's three levels. There's Fir Rabbanon, for example, there's Pachos, Mishtos, is Mechila, which is more of what a Shavuot Mechila Alter or not. Then we have Shtos itself, which is Yodai, the Keach Yodai Al Yaina. And that you have Atir L'Tagar. That's the first Mishnah. Then you have more than a Shtos, which you're overcharging by more than a Shtos. What more than a six you overcharge? There it's Bittel Mekach. Now, the Bittel Mekach means that once we find out that that happened, they both could say, you know what, the sale's over, it's Mekach Tois. How much time do you have? Do you have forever to come back and say it's Mekach Tois? Or you only have Atir L'Tagar? That's Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila is, do you have forever now? La'olam chayzer, don't get shiro tagel kroivoy. I can ask me if it's with shiro tagel kroivoy. So what's the difference between a shtus and more than a shtus? They're both. You have to be chayzer at shiro tagel. They're both the same thing. So what's the difference? Vintu tzloimah, because shiro tagel kroivoy, ma'ike ben shtus liyasa shtus. You know what the difference is? Ma'ike ben shtus liyasa shtus. Ike, the nafmina is, the ilu shtus, mishin es ana chayzer. If it's a shtos, then only the person who got overcharged could be chayzer. Vilu yesa shtos, if it's more than a shtos, shleim chayzer. If it's more than a shtos, then they both can be chayzer. That would be nafkemina, because if it's atir tag, what's nafkemina? Nafkemina is just who could be chayzer. If it's shtos, only the lekeach can be chayzer. If it's more than a shtos, it's mekhtayis, both can be chayzer. Zemai, what's the halacha? Is there, what's the din betel mekach? Is it lo'ilam chayzer, or kadesh shir le'tagar? Toshima, let's try to rewrite from our Mishnah again from the sugya of Tagri Lud. Toshima, it says Chozu l'divri chacham. It says in our Mishnah that they were chozer Tagri Lud. Went back to the shita of chachamim and left Reb Tarfon. They were first happy about Reb Tarfon. Then they said no. After they heard of Kol Yoyim, they went back to the chacham. See, Amram Mishlon b'tel mekach l'rabbanon b'kadesh yir l'tagri l'kroivoy. If you learn the b'tel mekach is only Kadesh Yir L'Tagar to the merchant, or Tarfon Kol Yoyim, and Fiyar Tarfon Kol Yoyim, Mishim Halki Chazu. That's why they were Chazu. Which means like this, Mikara, they were happy when Tarfon said, more than a Shtus. More than a Shtus, which is Aina. According to Rabbanan, but the Mecca, according to him, is Aina. And they were happy, so why are they happy? They were happy for the Shtus itself. The Shtus itself was Mechila, that's why they were happy. But when he changed to Kol Yoyim, that means he changed that from a shtos until a shlish. More than a shtos, total shlish. According to Rabbanon, you have Atir L'Tagar, and after that, it's even a mechila on that. And according to Reb Tarfon, it's Kol Ayoyim, so they were upset. Like, the Reb Tarfon made it longer. If in the original thing that they both held Atir L'Tagar, so Lamaisa, we gained them. So for more, we didn't gain, but we gained on shtos itself that it's a mechila. After that, we didn't gain anything because, if I care it, according to Reb Tarfon, it's Yod Al Yonah to Lekech, and according to Rabbanon, both of them can be chayzer. But Lamaisa, you gain the Shtos Atzpah. But that's only if you hold Atchira L'Tagar. But if you hold that it's Eliyam and Bittel Mekach Rabbanon La'olam, but if you hold that Bittel Mekach, according to the Rabbanon, is La'olam, which means you could always be chayzer, La'olam chayzer. Amai chazru, why the chayzer b'tarfa nichlu tvei, the kamash v'lu ano kol ayoyim v'suloi, l'chayra, they should be all happy in Reb Tarfon, because maybe the shtus itself is like ayino, according to Rabbah. So first of all, you could say like this, once you say this pshat, you could say a whole new pshat also in why there was some chumikara, and why they were upset afterwards. We'll have a kash on that. But if you hold that Bittel Mekach L'Olam Chayzer, you could say very simply why they were happy in Reb Tarfon in the first place. You know why they were happy? Because Reb Tarfon said, more than a shtos to a shlish has a din of Oino itself. If it has a din of Oino itself, so then, if it has a din of Oino itself, then it has Atir L'Tagar. And Rabbanon hold Bittel Mekach L'Olam. So we understand why some could be Kara. And Tosis points out, that Rashi points out, rather, that in Fidus Pshat, you don't have to say that Shtos itself is Mechila according to Reb Tarfon. That's a Shnia Dechika, he says. You don't have to say that, because you have a simple Pshat, why Samchu Mikara. You know why Samchu Mikara? Because Reb Tarfon changed it from being doing it La'olam to one day, to Atriel Tiger. So it was Gevaldik or Rav Tarfon Tudai. He said that from Shtos until Shlish has a din of Einah itself, which is Atriel Tiger. And but the only problem is that even when he says Kol Ayoyim, why were they Chayzer? He's still better, still much better than Rabbanon. Rabbanon says you can Chayzer Lo'ilam from Shtos to Shlish. He's saying Kol Ayoyim, so still better. So why would you be Chayzer to Rabbanon? Rav Tarfon's a Gevaldik. He's giving you Kol Ayoyim, and that's it. After that, he keeps it. So you can overcharge by more than a shtos and be happy after one day. Simar says, Bittul Mekach le'shichi. No, that Bittul Mekach is not shiach, and therefore it's very hard to overcharge someone that much, and therefore it's not worth it. It's not worth it to have it. You rather have the din of Rabbanon, of shtos, is a din, the shtos itself has a din of Achiyur el Tagar. That is better than having the more than a shtos that kol ayoyim. That's the thing. Rashi says, and even if it happens, you have the whole day lachzer, which is close to having loylam. So you'd rather have the rabban. So therefore, it's not a riot this way either. So what's halacha lemaisa? So comes Rava and gives a halacha lemaisa. Amar Rava hilchasa, the halacha lemaisa is like this: pachos mishtos nikne mekach. The first is, the halacha is, that if it's less than a shtos, so first of all, we pass that to Rabbanon. Everything works with shtos. So let's get the halacha's klar, Rava, this way, at least you know halacha lamaisa. Oma Rava, hilchos apachos meshtos nikne mekach. Less than a shtos, the halacha is, it's nikne mekach la'alter. Which means you overcharge a guy by less than a sixth, he leaves the store, you could fall off your chair laughing, you just overcharge him, it's not a nice thing to do. Shavu la'adus chatchila, the Rosh talks about this. But you overcharge them, and it's the mechila. Once he leaves the store, it's actually a mechila, and that's the halacha, that's la alter mechila. The Rosh brings down a shayla, if you're allowed to do this, lechatchila or not. That's a posture, you can do this lechatchila. He says, by the beginning of the Maskev Raminu, which is in Simen Chaf, he says, v'yira, the b'chol sha'advar, and philip pochus mishtos, osur la'anais es chaveira. The Chum says, mechila, it's mechila, but it's also to do. And others say, no, that there's, since Derek Memkevakach, in kan shumay no klal. But the Maisa, the Rosh ends off, Yerei Shemayim Yostei Kulam. Even less than a shtos, you shouldn't overcharge someone. But bad someone sounds like you overcharge or leaves the store, it's Mechila. And Shav Ladu Lechatchila or not, that's a good child, I in the Rosh. The Rosh says, a Yerei Shemayim should not do it. So the first halacha is, Pachos Shtos Nilka Mekach. Yoysa Shtos, Bittel Mekach. Mona Shtos is Bittel Mekach. Shtos is Kono Mach Zayna. The shtos is koina umach zayna, so realize this is different than we're naming on till now. Till now we thought shtos is yod al yoyna of lekeach. Here it says no, shtos, it's a kenyan, it's a mechira, and you give back the no. Vezev vezev, which means the shtos and yes al shtos for paskening, vezev like this yir al tag al kreivay, which means for paskening that even if it's more than a shtos, which is bit of mekach, you only have until you show it to the merchant. After that, that's mechila. Tanya kafas say the Rava, if a braisa like Rava, first of all, right away. Yes, shtos, bottle mekach. Mona shtos is bit mekach. Shtos, kona machza no. Shtos is kona machza no. Divrei Rav Nosson. That's shita of Rav Nosson. Rav Yehuda Nasi, Oimer, he argues, yad moicher al yoina. He says, if in the case where the moicher got undercharged, then he's al yoina. Which means by a shtos, The one who gets misana overcharged, undercharged, he's the yada al yayna. Not like Rav Nosson. This is Rav Nosson, is like our Mishnah learns that you have yada al yayna. And the yada al yayna would mean that you could tell the guy, tainli mechi or tainli mashin isani. Give me my mekach back, or give me back what I got overcharged. Vezev zev is yiro tagel krayva, and zev zev is Bikdei Shiyir Latagar or Lakroiva. That both of them are, you have Akadei Shiyir Latagar Lakroiva. That both of these things have that amount of time. Now, Akaponim, the Shaila is, where's the Tanya Kama Say the Rav over here? So what's the Kama Say the Rav? Bura Machlaika say about if Yod Ayayin or not. So which part is the Tanya Kama Say? So Taisus asks his Kasha really. Where's the Tanya Kama Say over here? It's Machlaika's Tanoim. So you have to say, It could be the Tanya Kava says on Zev Zev Kedush Yilo Tagar. That's the Tanya Kava says, because that was also part of Rava's Kedush. Rava said a few different Kedushim. He first of all, he said that Shtos Kono Machzaino, that's Haka Machloikis. That wouldn't be a Tanya Kava says, we brought that Machloikis. That by Shtos itself is Kono Machzaino Yodel Yoyna. But with Zev Zev Kedush Yilo Tagar Lekraivoy, those words that he says both of them, Kedush Yilo Lekraivoy, when it's got to go on a case with Lekach, got Nisana, they have time, Achy Yilo Tagar Lekraivoy. So that, he says, going by both, Bittu Mekach and Shtos itself, that was a riot to Rava. So let's see Gemara Vayta. So we got. Are we clear over here? Somebody should be chaz over some things. Are we clear over here? So like this. So number one is Pachos v'Shtos Nikta Mekach. Shtos itself was the halacha. It's Kono Machzana according to Rava, which means the sale is good. I could just demand it back. And how long do I have? At Yiril Atagar, until I show it to a merchant. The Mishnah says he has a chance. He has a right also to back out the whole sale. More than a Shtos, the halacha is. It's Bittul Mekach. Multiple choices. How long do you have Bittul Mekach? You have ever to Bittul? Achi Yil Tagar. That's what we pass. Achi Yil Tagar. It's a Nomach Noach like this. There's a Shai on the Gemara, but now Nomach like this here. Achi Yil Tagar. That Rav Paskins and the Bryce was to pass like that. Achi Yil Tagar. That's the Kuliyama. That's Maskana. We have a Shai on the Gemara. But Achi Yil Tagar. Achi Yil Tagar. Bittul Mekach. Now, this is all in the Lekach's world. What about if the Mecha gets Nisana? He got undercharged. How much time does he have? That's going to be tomorrow's next discussion. Amosem mutla haksa. Omar Rav Nachman. Lois Shonos did not yearl a tagger, it's a lekech. When a lekech buys something and he got overcharged, he has only until the time it takes to bring it to a merchant or to a karev. Ava moichel oilam chayze. The moichel can be chayze loilam, which tomorrow we'll say it soon. It means, not mamash loilam, it means he has enough time until he gets to see this product again. He doesn't have the product in his hand to show anyone. He sold it. So the next time he sees it, you could ask him, oh, how much is that worth? So he has time until he sees it the next time. He has more time to be chayzer. That means our Mishnah that says, Atjiril Tagar is only by Lekeach, and same thing for this Brisa before, is also only talking about Lekeach. And that's why the words, Vezev Zev Kedesh Yira, Latagar is going dafka on the Rav Nosson's halacha, not Yehuda Nosson, he was talking about Yad Meicher al Yaina. The word Zev Zev is not going on the words Meicher. So Amar Rav Nachman Lois Shana Velekech. Amar Chalim Chayzer. Name Let's bring a raya. Chazu Devi Chachamim. It says that Tagir Lod, they went back to the Chachamim Shita. Why? Because the Chachamim said they have shorter time. You have Achir Tagir, so the seller will gain faster. I Amar Bishlam Meicher Loilam Chayzer. If the Meicher doesn't have his man Achir Tagir, so we understand why they were happy to Rabbanon. Shemachik Chazu, because the Rabbanon are making the power of the Meicher better. But if the Meicher has the same halacha that Achir Tagar or Fear of Tafim be Kol Yoim, so why would they go back to the Chachamim? They made their power better also. They have Kol Yoim Dichayz, they get undercharged. Eli Amrit Meicher Nami Kol Yoim, Mayn Af Kolimina, Kechad Adar Rabbanu Tekat Lekech, Shukat Rabbanu Meicher Tekonof Lekech, Hachin Nami Avdar Rabbanu Tekat Lekech. They also made it Tekonof for the Meicher. So the Gemara, no, Tagri Lud L'Shir Hatol. Tagri Lud don't make mistakes often, therefore, they're not worried, they're not looking for Kol HaYoyim. Even if they have the same halacha of Achir L'Tagar, and that's even if they have the same halacha, and now Rav Tarfon's extended to Kol HaYoyim, they don't care about that. They don't make mistakes. They fool other people. They overcharge other people. Therefore, they rather have the Achir L'Tagar than to have Kol HaYoyim, and they have a right to be chayzer because they don't get overcharged. Now, they're a buyer sometimes. Taisa at the bottom of Nun Beis asks, Avos Gam Tagalu Leilochem, they also bought, they had to buy Schaira. So L'Chari, you're giving them more chance. So he says they bought all at once. They didn't buy a little bit little. So it's less of a chance, a one-time thing, less of a chance. Also, you can say the same answer, that they're good businessmen. They don't get overcharged or either way. They never get fooled anyway. So I think more about it. It's continuing with the same halachas of the lekeach and meicher. And this will be the last Gemara we'll see in this year. Ashpazichna, the Ram Bachama, Zav and Chamra. The host of Ram Bachama sold wine. He sold wine. He was a wine seller. He sold wine. Lemaisa v'ta'a, he made a mistake. He charged too little, and he got underpaid. V'ta'a ashkadav atzav. He came back home and Rav Chama saw. He was very upset. He said, "Wow, shoot! I sold it for 500. Could have got 600." Amalei ma'atziv is why he upset. Amalei zvina chamra v'ta'a. I sold chamra. I made a mistake. Amalei zil hadavach. Go be chayzer. It's more than, let's say, Yiro Tiger is 3 hours. I waited more than 3 hours already. Shadu came to Rav Nachman. They sent the shadu to Rav Nachman. Remember, here the Meicher is the one that got Nisana, had the know, got undercharged. So he sent it to Rav Nachman. On the later, Rav Nachman said his psak, lo shadu al lekeh. Av Meicher leilam chayzik, b'chayz leilam. My time, what's the reason? Like the reason we spoke out. My time, lekeh mecha v'yodah. Lekeh has mecha v'yodah. So Kalecha Da'azel Machbele, wherever he goes, he can show it. Va'amri Lei, he'll tell him if he makes a mistake or not. Meicher, Lenokam Mechav Yod, doesn't have in his hand, Adam is Rami Lei Zvinto, Kizvinte, V'yoda, Itav Loita. He only finds out when he gets the Zvin in his hand, such a Zvin in his hand, and then he knows if he made a mistake or not, made a mistake. And therefore, it's good to have a Talmud Chacham as your thing, because the Talmud Chacham said, Zil Hadabe, and he said, I was wrong. He brought the center of Nachman, and they passed for him that you could be Chayzer as long as you couldn't show it to anyone else, which that was the case over here. You could be still Chayzer out to the Meicher. The Meicher could be Chayzer if he gets under charge because he doesn't have the mech in his hands. He has more time to be Chayzer.